The summer heat will be with us this week, and since our smartphones, tablets, and laptops are often with us as well, you need to be careful with us to discuss that and more. Digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg. Scott, explain why the hot weather is a big problem for our devices.
Sure. Good morning, Bob. So heat is actually one of the biggest enemies of modern electronics, because when devices like phones, tablets, computers, even smartwatches get too hot, their internal components can be damaged or their performance can drop dramatically. So, for example, the battery can wear out much faster, or in extreme cases, it can even swell or leak. And prolonged high temperatures can also cause touchscreens to become less responsive, and they can damage delicate circuitry.
So what kind of warnings or signs should people look for that would indicate their device might be overheating?
Well, most phones, tablets, and laptops give you an on-screen warning if they get too hot, at least most modern ones. And you'll see a message that says something to the effect of, your device needs to cool down before you can use it. And it could slow down. It could cause the screen to dim. It could even shut off to protect itself. And if you notice ever that your device is too hot to touch, or if it's slowing down, or you notice that your battery was charged but it's draining especially fast, those are all warning signs.
And if someone is out running errands and leaves their phone or laptop on the car seat, that should always be a big no-no, but especially during the heat wave, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, besides the concern of leaving something so important and expensive in plain sight, when you leave your devices in a parked car, that's probably one of the worst places you can put them, especially during hot weather and heat waves, because even if it feels warm outside, we've heard that the inside of the car temperature-wise can skyrocket, and that's very true. Sometimes 30 to 40 degrees hotter in just a few minutes, and that kind of heat can quickly damage batteries. It can warp screens. It can cause devices to shut down or fail permanently. So even if you know you're going to be gone a short time, always take your device with you.
You know, sometimes I have felt the smartphone hot, like the back of it, even when I'm not outside. Is it possible to overheat even indoors?
It's possible. It's very unlikely for that to happen. What you're probably feeling in that case is you're taxing the system. You're doing something and you're watching a video, or there's a video downloading or something like that. So that can cause its own issues, but that's unlikely to be the same thing as what would happen in prolonged cases of outdoor heat.
What about the carrying case? Some people love those rugged cases. Do those help or hurt in the heat?
That's a great question. Carrying cases can definitely protect your device from drops and bumps. Very important. But in hot weather, it really does depend on the case. Thick or waterproof cases can sometimes trap heat, which makes it harder for the phone or tablet, depending on what you're housing, to cool down. If you're out in the sun, you want to choose a case that's well ventilated. You could even consider taking it off for a bit if your device starts to feel warm. But if you're at the pool or the beach, a case that protects against sand and splashes is definitely a smart choice. So it's all about balance.
With Scott Kleinberg talking about devices overheating in the heat. So if that does happen, Scott, what's the best way to cool it down? And don't tell me stick it in the fridge.
And I've seen people do it, Bob, but let me say now, please don't ever put your device in the fridge or freezer, because it can cause condensation, and that can be just as bad as heat. If your device feels hot, move it into the shade for sure. Take off the thick cases like we were talking about and turn it off for a while. Air it out at room temperature. That's usually enough. And always avoid any sudden temperature changes.
Okay, so what is your list, the practical tips for keeping phones and tablets cooler when we're out and about this week?
Yeah, sure. So here's my list. Keep devices out of direct sunlight. You can use a bag or cover them with a towel, even if you have to leave them outside for a moment. Turn off unused apps or features like GPS and Bluetooth if you can, because that can create extra heat. Reduce the screen brightness. That goes a long way in making your device cooler. That's hard to stress that one enough. Take breaks from high intensity tasks like video calls or gaming, especially when it's hot. And charge your device indoors and avoid using it while it's plugged in outside. Some people like to sit on their deck or something like that. Charge it inside.
Yeah, that's a good tip. And if you turn down the brightness on the screen, that's going to save your battery too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that always saves the battery. And in fact, that would be advice that I would give anybody in terms of my top five tips for all of device uses ever. Always reduce your screen brightness when you can.
What about smartwatches? Sometimes people forget that those are high tech too, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really true. Smartwatches can also overheat, especially if you're exercising in the sun and, you know, it's just loose on your arm. They have tiny batteries and the screens are just as sensitive. So watch for warning messages or the device getting unusually warm. Try to keep the wristband loose if possible so air can flow underneath. And again, just a little bit of shade and a break from the sun can really do wonders.
Is there any long-term harm if your device gets overheated once in a while?
Not really, because a little warmth now and then is not the end of the world, because products are made to take some heat. If the heat happens, it's not going to, you know, instantly ruin things. But the real trouble is when you repeat the process and there's prolonged exposure to that heat. That's what wears out the battery. That's what causes the internal parts to succumb to the elements faster than they would during normal use. So treating your device kindly in the summer helps it last longer year round.
Okay, sum it up for us, Scott. What's the big takeaway?
I would say keep devices out of extreme heat whenever possible. Watch for those warning signs. Do not ignore those warning signs. And let the devices cool off if they get hot. And customize your carrying case to the environment. You might even want to have a different case in the winter than you have in the summer. That's a possibility too. A little prevention goes a long way. And I would say that over time, your devices and your wallet by default will thank you as well.
Good things to keep in mind this week. Now, for the Genius Bar, we always get emails and texts for Scott, and here's one that came in the other day. How do you put your phone to sleep? That's a good one. And then I would add my own question, Scott. Why do we need to do that? Do we need to do that sometimes?
Well, this is a really interesting thing because we don't normally refer to phones going to sleep. We refer to computers going to sleep. So if you wanted the equivalent of what it means to have your phone go to sleep, it would really be where the screen is off. You could also power down your phone. Now that's powering down, shutting it down. It's not really sleeping. So for me, when my phone is next to me and the screen is dark, you could consider that sleeping. I've never actually referred to it that way, which is really interesting. But what you want to do to cause the screen to go off or put it to sleep is check the setting under settings, depending on the device that you have, for how long the screen stays on when inactive. On an iPhone, for example, it's 30 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and then there's one that says never. And if you have it on never, please don't do this. If you have it on never, the screen is always on. And if the screen is always on, like we were talking about before with the brightness control, your battery will definitely last for less time. So the short amount of time that you're able to have the screen on is better for the life of your battery. So that to me is the equivalent of what it means to put a phone to sleep.
Got it. Thank you, Scott Kleinberg. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.